It's time to get live and local.
Where do you get your inspiration from?
When I was in school down in Chapel Hill.
I'm excited, man.
The music is just amazing.
The Aaron Keck Show continues with local news, sports, ideas, and now all the best local music in town.
Southern culture on the skids.
The Carolina chocolate drops.
The squirrel nut zippers. Mandolin orange.
Sylvan Esso.
Mac and Laura from Superchunk.
This is just the tip of the iceberg.
The music here is as varied as the stores on Franklin Street.
Live and local starts now.
Thank you, Aaron. It's great to meet you.
On 97.9 The Hill.
One, two, three.
From 2016 there, that is Hank and Brendan with Dis. Find them online at hankandbrendan.com. You are joining us for Live and Local, and it is Monday. That means it's time for Radio Concerts on the Hill, made possible by the Orange County Arts Commission. We've got the spotlight on Hank and Brendan all hour long. If you enjoy them and want to support them, again, visit their website, hankandbrendan.com. That's Brendan with an A there. Their new EP, Cutting Capers, came out last year. We'll have music from that. We'll have music from their 2016 debut album, like that one you just heard, and their 2018 album, Hank and Brendan 2, all through this hour. And if you want to support out-of-work artists, laid-off employees of arts organizations, and just arts organizations in general, as we all get through this together, there is a fund that the Orange County Arts Commission has started. It's the Orange County Arts Support Fund. They've already raised close to $20,000. They've already helped dozens of local artists and people who are in the arts economy. They're still collecting donations and they want to help even more. So find them online at artsorange.org/support fund. Again, artsorange.org/support fund. More from Hank and Brendan throughout this hour. We've got a bit of local news for you coming up next at 6:10.
Are you cooped up at home? Are you tired of refreshing Instagram? Are you already wearing stretchy pants? Hey, I'm Nikki Morse, and if you said yes to any of these, it's time for Nikki's Hoppin' House Party, brought to you by Eat the Frog Fitness. Beginning at 2:30 weekdays, join me on Music and More, because Eat the Frog is bringing you a commercial-free cardio dance party to get the whole family up and moving. Tune in to 97.9 The Hill or live stream on chapelboro.com for 30 minutes of nonstop upbeat tunes. See you on the dance floor.
With a new decade upon us, it may be a good time to revisit your insurance. Getting your financial house in order could mean examining your needs and buying a life insurance policy. I'm Jeff Haas with the Mark Vitale Agency, and I can help. Think you aren't healthy enough to qualify? I can help. Need to cover a mortgage or other debt? I can help. Whether it's a personal or business need, life insurance is the answer to so many questions. I can help you find the answers. Call me, Jeff Haas, with the Mark Vitale Agency at 919-630-6472.
Hi, I'm Valonda Calloway with University Ford. Under the recent announcements made for Durham County, car dealerships are essential businesses providing you with reliable transportation. We are taking all necessary precautions to keep our facilities safe. Our employees always remain at physical distance, and we thoroughly sanitize the dealership throughout the day. For 34 years, we've continued to grow with this community and the events that help shape it. This crisis will be no different. Thank you for being a part of the University Ford family.
Due to COVID-19, the Ackland Art Museum is closed to visitors, but you can still see what's on view from the permanent collection online at ackland.org. Peruse their About the Art digital guides and learn some interesting facts about the objects you've seen in the galleries. You can even virtually interact with art objects in three dimensions on Ackland's Sketchfab account. And find an art education activity to try at home. Simply visit ackland.org and enjoy great art from the comfort of your home. This hour of the Aaron Keck Show is presented by Tony Hall & Associates, where they don't just list houses, they sell them. Online at TonyHallAssociates.com.
It is 6:12. Good to be with you on this Monday evening. Again, we're live and local with local music, radio, concerts on the Kill this hour, brought to you by the Orange County Arts Commission. Much more from today's spotlight artist Hank and Brendan coming up later on this hour. To catch you up on local news right now, here's the latest on the fight against COVID-19. News and Observer reporting the number of cases in North Carolina is doubling every 12 days. Now, that's a good sign. It means the curve is flattening. The number of cases was doubling every 2 to 3 days during the first few weeks of March. Unfortunately, that 12-day rate has not changed in the last few days, so officials are still urging people to stay vigilant, stay at home, stay physically distant, and wear a mask when you're out in public, if that's at all possible, as we work to flatten that curve even more. In fact, in Durham, beginning today, it's now required to wear a mask or some other facial covering when you're in a public place like a grocery store or something like that, and it's not possible to maintain that 6-foot distance all the time. New model from the University of Washington suggests that North Carolina may have reached its peak in coronavirus cases sometime in the last few days. Not certain, of course, but the model suggests the state can begin to relax restrictions as soon as May 11th. That does mean pushing those restrictions out for another couple of weeks beyond where they're already scheduled to expire, but that's only as long as sufficient testing is conducted and large gatherings remain limited, and that Washington model is also one of the more optimistic models that we're seeing. So all of that continues to bear watching, but potentially good news there as we try to get closer and closer to the point when we can start to reopen all of these things. Of course, testing is definitely the sticking point when it comes to reopening the economy. Health experts say we can't do that safely until we ramp up the number of tests that are conducted and processed every day, and that requires a few things: the equipment to conduct the tests, also the equipment to process them quickly, and also the PPE that health workers need to protect them while they're doing their work. Governor Roy Cooper over the weekend joined other governors from both parties in calling on the Trump administration to do more to help them acquire those needed supplies. In the meantime, though, there's also action happening on the state level. On Friday, Governor Cooper and state health officials announced the creation of a new collaborative effort called the Testing Surge Workshop, bringing together government officials with private professionals and universities like UNC and Duke to ramp up testing capacity in North Carolina. Of course, we're all supposed to be staying home as much as possible. That is not possible for a lot of folks who have to be out there working, and that includes public works crews, who are still out there every day collecting trash and recycling. What are our trash collectors doing to keep themselves safe, and how can we help?
We've asked our employees to wear the proper PPE, practice physical distancing, and also monitor their health symptoms.
That's Chapel Hill Public Works Director Lance Norris speaking there.
You can also help us. The community can also help us with this if they would wash their hands before and after rolling out their carts, wipe down the handles of the roll carts with hand sanitizer, that would also be very helpful.
Norris says Chapel Hill has suspended collection of bulky items and yard waste for now, at least until things begin to return to normal. Regular trash collection, though, is still happening as it usually does. Governor Cooper announced today that North Carolina has been approved for a new federal program to help families whose kids qualify for free and reduced lunch at school. These families will receive an EBT card with $250 in benefits per child. They can use those funds to buy needed groceries. That is a federal program. North Carolina, one of just a handful of states that have been approved for that program, but expect more states to be approved for it in the days to come. And if you have a small business that's been affected by COVID-19. The Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Harbor has been getting the word out about this today. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation has launched a new national program called the Save Small Business Fund. They're giving out $5,000 grants to small businesses with 20 employees or fewer in economically vulnerable communities. And that varies from zip code to zip code. There are some zip codes in Chapel Hill Harbor that qualify, others that don't. If you want to learn more, if you want to find out if your business qualifies and if you want to apply for these grants, head online and visit savesmallbusiness.com. Other news, a Chapel Hill gas station employee faces charges for stealing nearly 500 lottery tickets from that gas station, a Circle K on Franklin Street. 36-year-old Jacinta Watson faces a larceny charge. Police say she stole 490 lottery tickets worth a combined $800. No word how many of them are winners. And the North Carolina Zoo has announced the birth of a female baby rhino. The baby was born on February 24th. Now it's up to you to help them name it. Head online and visit NCZoo.com this week. You can vote in an online poll. Four options to choose from there. For 6:17, your time. Let's get an update on weather as we get into the evening. We had a lot of rain this morning. It turned into a beautiful afternoon. Sunny skies and 62 degrees right now. Continuing to clear up overnight with lows around 45, and then beautiful weather for the next 2 days. Mostly sunny with highs in the low 70s tomorrow and Wednesday. Rain coming back on Thursday, but we'll have nice weather between now and then. 6:18 is your time. Coming up next, we're going back to Hank and Brendan as Radio Concerts on the Hill continues after this.
When it comes to lifestyle, nothing is more important than driving up to your own beautiful home in a gated community called Governor's Club. Please join us and see the incredible architecture and the fabulous people in a club that has over 400 events a year. Please contact us at governorsclub.com. Come to see why all the people that you know and respect have homes in Governor's Club.
Orange County residents looking for an affordable way to continue their education can pick up a new skill or change careers with courses at the Durham Tech Orange County campus. Located in Hillsborough, students have access to healthcare programs like anesthesia technology, EMS, and nurse aid, as well as courses in photography, sewing, computers, and English or Spanish. Visit durhamtech.edu to learn more.
Hendrick Subaru's South Point is going the extra mile. They're taking extra precautions by freshly sanitizing every Subaru to help keep clients and employees safe. Schedule a test drive at your home or office and receive a $50 Target gift card. You'll also be entered to win in the drawing for the grand prize of a $500 gift card. Rates as low as 0% and no payments for 90 days. Leases start at just $176 per month. Visit us online at SubaruSouthPoint.com. Hendrick Subaru South Point. Here today, here tomorrow, here when you need us most.
In these unprecedented times, Chapel Hill Tire is taking extra precautions to ensure your safety and convenience, announcing curbside service. Anyone preferring not to come into the lobby can be met in the parking lot. You can stay outside or get a ride from a friend while they service your car. Simply visit the ChapelHillTire.com appointment scheduler, choose curbside service, they'll communicate and provide a pay option by text. Thank you for supporting local businesses and keep yourself and your car healthy and drive happy, Chapel Hill.
Hi, this is Brendan of Hank and Brendan. Thanks for listening to Radio Concerts on the Hill, made possible by the Orange County Arts Commission.
This is 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station, where Pittsboro listens. Streaming live on chapelboro.com.
Standing in a circle as I try to
Hank and Brendan there from their 2018 album, Hank and Brendan 2, with ER Blues. You heard Deep Space before that off of their debut album, Space Grass. 6:28 is your time. More from Hank and Brendan as our radio concert on the Keel, made possible by the Orange County Arts Commission, continues after this.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. We're committed to fountain drink perfection. That's why we make ours with 100% filtered water and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees over our famous Chewy Ice. We're so sure you'll taste the difference, we guarantee it. The next time you come into one of our 25 Cruisers locations, come inside and enjoy the perfect fountain drink made just the way you like it.
89-cent fountain drinks with Chewy Ice every day. Only at Cruisers. Let's go.
This is Orange County Health Director Quintana Stewart. I urge you to follow the statewide and county stay-at-home orders. People with COVID-19 often don't feel sick for 2 to 5 days. That means they are spreading the virus to all of those they come in contact with without knowing it. To help yourself and our community, please stay at home. If you must go out, stay at least 6 feet from others, including when you're standing in line, and please avoid groups. For more information, visit orangecountync.gov/coronavirus.
Chapel Hill is a place known for education, but it's also a great community to do business in. Known as the southern part of heaven with small town charm and big city cultural and athletic events, this is a great place to call home. We also boast of one of the best public school systems in the country, world-class healthcare facilities, and access to the most talented and well-educated employees in the world.
Chapel Hill is an amazing place to start or grow your business. Go to open2.biz.
I'm Bright McConnell, inviting you to join me for an exploration of Carolina Next, UNC's strategic plan for a new decade and a new generation. You'll hear exclusive conversations on 97.9 The Hill with UNC administrators, faculty, and staff as they discuss this important initiative that will steer UNC into the future. Airing monthly on The Aaron Keck Show, these conversations about Carolina Next, innovations for public good, are made possible by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill and are on demand at chapelboro.com and unc.edu.
This hour of the Aaron Keck Show is presented by Tony Hall & Associates, where they don't just list houses, they sell them. Online at TonyHallAssociates.com.
6:31 your time. You are listening to Live and Local on the Aaron Keck Show, and it is Monday, so we're on a radio concerts on the Keel mode, made possible by the Orange County Arts Commission. If you want to support artists, arts organizations, and the employees of those arts organizations as they get through this epidemic, there is a fund, the Orange County Arts Support Fund, that the Arts Commission has created. Find it online at artsorange.org/support fund. Again, artsorange.org/support fund. If you can contribute to that, it would be much appreciated. They've already raised close to $20,000 and given those funds to dozens of local artists in our community, but they want to keep doing that good work. So head to artsorange.org/support fund for more on that. Spotlight this hour is on Hank and Brendan. Hank Close bringing the punk, Brendan Macy bringing the bluegrass. It's a good combination. HankandBrendan.com is their website. Their new EP, Cutting Capers, came out last year, and we still have some songs off of that coming up later on this hour. Right now, though, we're going to keep the focus on their 2018 album, Hank and Brendan 2. Here's a set of songs from that album, beginning with the opening track. This is A Child's Crusade.
Well, you've really done it now. Really blown things all to hell. Buried alive beneath your spill. What will all your children say when all their hopes are washed away? Might they love you all the same? You promised all and gave your half heart. Made your judgment before God.
Thank you.
This is 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station, where Carrboro listens. Streaming live on chapelboro.com.
Hedonistic, all three of those songs off their 2018 album, Hank and Brendan 2. More from that album and their 2019 EP, Cutting Capers, when Radio Concerts on the Hill continues after this.
Hi, this is Greg Overbeck for the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. We want to say a heartfelt thank you to all the folks in Chapel Hill who are supporting any local restaurant offering takeout right now, and especially our regular customers at 411 West and Squids who continue to support us. Squids offers curbside pickup Thursday through Monday, and 411 West is open 7 nights a week. And 411 West is offering all bottles of wine at half price and special family-style menus for these stay-at-home times. Check our website for menus and hours.
This is Aaron Keck. Tune into my show Mondays and Thursdays from 6 to 7 p.m. for a new feature called Radio Concerts on the Hill, where we throw the spotlight for the entire hour on one great local band or musician, and we'll let you know how you can support them through these difficult times. Gather around the radio Mondays and Thursdays from 6 to 7 for Radio Concerts on the Hill, presented by the Orange County Arts Commission, promoting and strengthening the artistic and cultural development of Orange County. And you can find all the concerts on demand on our website, chapelboro.com.
You might have heard Coke Zero Sugar has the refreshing great Coke taste you know and love, minus the sugar and with zero calories. And you might be thinking, real Coke taste with zero sugar and zero calories sounds too good to be true. That's understandable. Some people just don't believe it. Until they try it, that is. If you're ready to enjoy delicious refreshment in a whole new way with zero calories and zero sugar, pick up an ice cold bottle of Coke Zero Sugar to try the real Coke taste of Coke Zero Sugar for yourself today.
Due to the impact COVID-19 is having on our community, University Kia would like you to know that their hearts go out to your family, friends, and neighbors as we get through this together. Under the recent announcements made for Durham County, car dealerships are essential businesses providing our community with reliable transportation. University Kia is taking all necessary precautions to keep their facilities safe, including social distancing and sanitizing the dealership throughout each day. University Kia wants you to know that safety is their top priority right now and are honored to continue serving their community.
Hi, this is Hank from Hank and Brendan. Thanks for listening to Radio Concerts on the Hill, made possible by Orange County Arts Commission.
I know my silence must be driving. We'll be right back.
know that body too. So what does that make you? Just seems to get around. And as the walls seem to fall, I feel nothing at all. Just savor the taste.
Lonely on my throne. 97.9
The Hill.
Not tempted to leave us both in one piece, but I still
place to go. And if I find it, will I know? Where can I go? Running from the sound. The stars are falling from the ground. Where can I go? Turn myself around. Where can I go? Find the best of what's around.
Wrapping up our radio concert on the Hill, that's Hank and Brendan from their 2019 EP Cutting Capers, Where Can I Go? Get more on Hank and Brendan online at hankandbrendan.com, Brendan with an A. And if you want to support artists, arts organizations, and employees of arts organizations, there is a fund out there that the Orange County Arts Commission has created, the Orange County Arts Support Fund. Find them online at artsorange.org/support fund. Again, artsorange.org/support fund. And thanks again to the Orange County Arts Commission for bringing us tonight's concert and all of the radio concerts on the Hill.